Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A new report out this week talking about the strains that data centers may have put on Illinois' power grid and some of the environmental costs as well. To talk about that with us and what the reality is of data centers that are proposed for various neighborhoods, as we've mentioned, we've talked about the Armory in St. Louis, and there was a proposed data center there, one in St. Charles as well. Technology reporter for the New York Times, Eli Tan, is with us on KMOX. Eli, good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So let's talk about what some of the major findings are, first of all, from what's been going on in Illinois. And we have heard anecdotal evidence from people who have lived near data centers who say their water pressure is all but gone, or it comes out of the faucet and it's brown. There have been all sorts of these anecdotal stories that we've heard, but can we talk about some of the findings that happened in Illinois or came out of the state of Illinois?
Yes. Well, I believe, you know, this is similar to reporting, you know, that I've been doing over the past year across the country, which is that these data centers are, you know, these massive facilities, and they're being built at kind of an unprecedented speed. And in places like Illinois, but also, you know, places like Georgia, Texas, that's, you know, it's put a strain on local water supplies. Some people that are very close to the projects, you know, through construction, are having issues with their taps. And then you have, you know, kind of frequent power outages around these facilities as well, just because of the massive amounts of energy that they're required to use.
Yeah, when we talked to you, it was at some point last year about a peculiar Missouri data center that was proposed. A lot of these rural towns are fighting back against the data centers coming to their area. We've heard some pushback against the pushback that actually it's good and that it is the future and that we should be prepared to go that direction and should be more open to the idea of data centers. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think this has become the central tension of the AI boom right now, where you have these massive tech companies. They are a high-tech industry going into some of the low-tech parts of, you know, our country and rural areas that, you know, don't have the infrastructure needs to kind of meet them. And there's this question of, you know, who should make sacrifices for it? You know, should it be the people of Peculiar that all of a sudden have to have this massive building in their backyard that they don't want? Or is this the type of thing that, you know, the AI companies would say, yeah, this is necessary. You know, if you want to have the internet, you're going to have these trade-offs.
Where do you think we're going with this? Like, I keep hearing about the fact that we're going to have data centers to power all the things that are coming and everything that we want. And a lot of people say, I want all this AI stuff. I think it's cool. I think it is a way that it's going to help my life. But no one wants a data center in their backyard. I mean, I'm in St. Charles County. And boy, if the data center argument could have got any worse in St. Charles, I don't know how that would have been. people were coming with torches and pitchforks for the elected officials there if they were going to build a data center. Now you're seeing this down in Festus where they're talking about having a data center. There's another one they're talking about out in Warren County around the area. What's the truth about these data centers? Does it really use that much water? Does it really use all this power? What should people be concerned about? Or is it mostly just hype and it's not real?
Yeah, I would say it's not entirely hype and it's not entirely not real. In some cases, sure, the uses of the energy in the water might be exaggerated a little bit. But, you know, what you tend to hear from these people in these towns is that, you know, we're not against AI. We're not against data centers. We just don't want it in our backyard, which is, you know, at some point, they're going to have to be built somewhere, right?
Right.
I personally would predict that, you know, as the backlash gets worse, these data centers probably aren't going to be getting the same kind of tax breaks that they are now, where they're being invited to come in. You know, they probably will have to work a little bit closer with some communities. I'm actually working on a story now about the race to put data centers into space because there are so many problems with having them on Earth. That these tech companies, you know, they would rather not deal with any neighbors and any, you know, local water and energy. They would just rather put them in space and kind of harness solar energy and keep them away from Earth and make them as big as they want. But I think that kind of shows some of the fantastical thinking that this whole issue has kind of drummed up where, you know, the solution of putting them in space, I think that shows that there aren't really there's not really a good thinking of what to do with them on Earth.
It seems like there is a lot of money that comes to the community that does embrace a data center. If they build a data center there, it tends to be a windfall for the community in terms of tax revenue. So I would think in these smaller, more rural communities that don't have the resources that you may find in a metropolitan area, if you can get the energy there, and I'm hearing all these things about the water is more of a closed system now, that's the way they're building the new data centers. But if you can put them in these more rural areas and do it, those rural areas could really see a financial boom. Is that true or is that fallacy?
That is true in some respects, yes. I would call it maybe a little bit of a delayed windfall because a lot of these projects are getting, you know, tax breaks for a few years where they don't have to contribute too much right away. But no, absolutely. I mean, Meta is building a $30 billion data center in rural Louisiana, and, you know, that's going to generate tens of millions for, you know, that county. You know, I think it's a question of these, you know, these are new economic buildings, like they don't employ a lot of people, whereas, you know, a big factory, you know, it might create 500 blue collar jobs for a community, whereas a data center is going to, you know, employ 10 electricians. And yeah, you're going to get tax revenue, you're not going to get employment. I mean, it's just hard to look at these projects in the way that you might a typical project that moves into a small town. But yes, I think there are definitely plenty of benefits.
Yeah, that was my question to you, was about what a data center, a typical data center would employ, because part of what we hear as well, it'll create some jobs. But I've also heard that it's not very many jobs, like 10, 15, something like that. It's not as if we're talking about a larger factory here where you've got several hundred people who will find themselves with work.
Yeah, they do not employ many people at all. Most of these data centers are empty, just filled with, you know, miles of computer racks, basically, and servers. But, you know, they do take years to build, and, you know, that construction is intense. And in the construction process, they are employing a lot of people, although it is more temporary. But yes, one of the benefits of these projects is definitely not that they are going to employ a ton of local workers.
We're talking with Eli Tan. He's a technology reporter for the New York Times. Eli, one of the things that I was hearing in terms of jobs, it's not necessarily the jobs running the data center that come with this. Because like you're saying, I think the St. Charles one that they were proposing was going to have like 100 jobs total, and that was it. But the construction phase, from what I'm understanding, never really ends. You start building it. It happens in phases. And by the time they get to the final phase of building it out, they go back and start doing rehab phases. And it feels like, from the way it's been talked about, construction is something that never really ends there, because once the computer technology is used for a while, it changes so much, they have to go back and keep updating this. So the jobs are different types of jobs than what we're used to your earlier point.
Yes, exactly. These data centers, once they're completed, every 3 to 5 years, they are going to cycle out the computer chips that are inside them. But the 10 or 20 jobs that are in these data centers are going to be these very highly technical electricians. A lot of them that don't even live in the city they're in. They're getting flown in from around the country because it's so specialized. These are not going to be jobs that, the average person that is going to trade school can do right away, I would say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So we talk about data centers as if, and we had a guest on this earlier this week who was more of a proponent of them, who says this is the future. We are going this direction. It's unavoidable. So we can either be on top of it or be bypassed. What do you say to that? I mean, is that the reality that it is unavoidable, that we're going to have to go this direction? We're going to have data centers built all over the country, and there's nothing we can do to stop that, so we might as well just get on board.
You hear that a lot. I think the future is what we make of it, right? I mean, we can decide what future we want to build for ourselves. You have plenty of places in the U.S. that are already, don't have much energy, don't have much water. And you have places that are, hot climates, arid climates with droughts, where, people and their neighbors are being told you have to ration water in the summer because we don't have enough of it. Meanwhile, the data centers can't turn off their water supply. And I think, something like that, yes, we want AI, we want to be leaders in technology, we don't want to be bypassed, but also, I think we have to make decisions for, what's best for each other. And in a lot of cases, I think that means, figuring out a way to build these data centers in a way that's not harmful to the local communities.
Eli, in your research, have you found any places that are doing the data centers well, or is it just way too early in this data center world to make that call?
Yeah, there are plenty of places that are doing them well. The New York Times, Karen Weiss, my colleague, she did a story, in central Washington, where you have these data centers that have become this incredible boon to the local high schools and a lot of the local electricians and created this really great economy where everyone is doing well. I mean, you have data centers in Kansas City that most people, they wouldn't even know they're data centers because they're out of the way, they're off the freeway, there are no houses nearby, they're quiet. There's a Meta data center just south of Kansas City that I went by, and you wouldn't even know that it's one of these scary data centers. So absolutely, there are places that these are being built that have been kind of partnering with communities rather than being a nuisance to them.
Well, and when people say data centers, we hear about these huge 300-acre complexes, but a lot of data centers are these smaller little places, because I know in St. Charles County, we have the MasterCard processing facility that's out in O'Fallon. And every MasterCard transaction that basically happens in the world runs through O'Fallon, Missouri. And that's a data center, but no one thinks of it that way.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we've had data centers for, decades, right? Ever since the internet, that's how it's working. There's this, servers somewhere that are kind of processing it all. But these new AI data centers, absolutely a different beast than something like the MasterCard facility.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a couple of these up close, and I mean, these are, there's a data center in Indiana that's the size of like seven football stadiums. I mean, these things are colossal.
Eli Tan, technology reporter for the New York Times. We appreciate you. Thank you for the reporting and thank you for talking with us today.
Always great to be on. Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.